USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump has decided to cancel the live Republican National Convention in Jacksonville. USA Radio's John Hunt leads off this hour.
President Donald Trump said he will no longer hold a large in-person Republican convention in Jacksonville, Florida, because of COVID-19, but will hold virtual events and give an acceptance speech.
But I looked at my team and I said, the timing for this event is not right, just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida. To have a big convention is not the right time. It's really something that, for me, I have to protect the American people.
The president said he spoke with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis about the decision to cancel the convention and that the governor had not pressured him to do so.
Before the bell tolled on Wall Street, the Dow was down 158 points, the NASDAQ down 110, the S&P 500 down 25. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The EU's chief negotiator says it's possible that a trade deal with the United Kingdom will not be achieved by the end of the year. The BBC reports Michel Barnier says the two sides are still far apart.
The UK did not show a willingness to break the deadlock. By its current refusal to commit the condition of open and fair competition and to a balanced agreement on fishery, the UK makes a trade agreement at this point unlikely.
There are some glimmers of hope. The UK will seek a simpler deal as opposed to several ones, and negotiators are closer to an agreement on a limit to the role of the European Court of Justice. Voters in the UK voted to leave the EU in 2016, but the country did not formally do so until this past January. The Toronto Blue Jays have reportedly made a deal to play their home games in Buffalo in this year's shortened MLB season. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A federal judge has temporarily limited the amount of force federal officers deployed to Portland can use. The officers are barred from arresting or using force against someone they should reasonably know is a journalist or a legal observer of protest. The judge's decision came after Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler was reportedly tear-gassed.
This is an egregious overreaction on the part of the federal officers. This is not a de-escalation strategy. This is flat-out urban warfare.
The judge's order will last for 2 weeks as he considers a longer-lasting injunction against federal law enforcement. Wheeler and Oregon state officials have called for federal law enforcement to leave Portland, where protests against racial inequality have been continuous. A federal emergency contract by the Trump administration is under scrutiny. Researchers were granted $21 million to see the effects of the active ingredient in the over-the-counter drug Pepcid AC on ailing coronavirus patients. The project is on an indefinite delay due to a shortage of COVID patients in New York. Government scientists learned of the project in early April, according to records obtained by the Associated Press. A Florida man faces a felony charge after he allegedly pointed a gun at a shopper at Walmart who asked him to wear a mask. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department says it happened July 12th. 28-year-old Vincent Scavetta was charged in the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.